The learning today should be as chassi l'nishma sadir kavach chaim elazav and shimshon aryeh, as well as as chas for nila nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yezav and Mechaim Menachem Metzion, and as chas for fur shlema of chaim zay ben menaracho, chan alei b'shen derecho, and abadati ben peril, and it should be as chas for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we continue in Shara Nova. He says here that in addition to another type of anova where a person is machnia himself in front of those that are greater than him, he says, there's an even greater level of anava, lilmoid lifnei tanim, to learn those that are even beneath you, meaning even those who are not holding at the same level that you're holding in learning or in stature, velidrosh mehem, mashanela mivenu, and to darshim from them what is things that you don't know. And a person shouldn't say, how could I possibly learn from this guy? He's smaller than me. He's lower than me. He doesn't know as much as me. How could I learn from such a person? Don't take that attitude, Val. Then now, my regarding this, it says, that from all of my teachers, I became wise, meaning even from people that I learned from everyone, even from people that were below me. That a person should be exceedingly humble. In front of all people, not only in front of those that are greater than you, do you have to be an onov? Even in front of those that are lower than you. And someone who goes on this path, he brings benefit to society. Why? He finds favor in the eyes of everyone who sees him. All of his actions become accepted by other people that see him. They're always praising him. And because of this, they want to emulate him. They want to be like him. And they're going to bench their own children and say, I want my child to be an anov and a savlon like this person, like you, who acts beautifully, in this way he brings a kiddush Hashem. But someone who has gaiva, who is mechal Hashem shemayim, who machtias rabbim, and he causes the rabbim to sin. He's comparable to a dead carcass that is lying in the street. And everybody smells the decomposing carcass. They hold their nose as they walk by. So the same way as a Baal Gaiva. That first of all, he puts down Torah and those that learn it. And he drives people away from it. Because they say, what's the point of learning Torah if the people who learn it act this way? And he's going to cause that people are going to distance themselves from Torah. And he's going to cause a chil shem shemayim. So now he's going to go through, there are six ways that you can perceive anivus in a person. Today we'll start with the first two. He says, Harisha, and the first is, how intense a person gets angry. Someone embarrasses him, whether it's with actions or with words, when he has the ability to take revenge, and he controls his temperament, and he's meichel in bavura baruchu because of Hashem. This is a sign of anava v'lefamim asalimchal. However, there are times where you're not allowed to be meichel. Well, for example, someone embarrasses a tamachachem. It's not his own kavod that he has to stand up for. Actually, if I say until he appeases him, but in general, if a person is able to control his anger and not get as upset, that is a sign of anivas. Hasheini, the second, kashabalai hefset gadol. When someone encounters a huge loss, or someone very close to him passes away, the decision of Hashem, the gzera of Hashem, and he accepts it with love. Aaron was quiet when Nadav and Avihu died. This is also a very strong sign of humility, because in both of these cases, you are accepting what was thrown at you, and you're not telling yourself and convincing yourself and taking the attitude that you deserve better. And so that's an aspect of anova, both side when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and side when it comes to other people, that you accept it, you soivel it, and you don't think that you deserve better. That is a sign of anova.